Hello and welcome to the Self Explained podcast. I'm your host, Katie O'Donohue, the self-care coach. And on this podcast, I'm going to be bringing you through all things relationships, self-love, and mindset. This is a podcast for those looking to elevate their level of consciousness, to increase their self-awareness, so that they can transform the relationship with their self and ultimately transform their life. So for today's show, I have one of my good friends, Kara, on to discuss all things from her life as a blogger, promoting self-love, her own personal story, and how she got to be where she is today. So Kara, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
If you want to introduce yourself to today's listeners and just give a bit of background information, what you do, what you're about, who you are, and yeah, you can take it away from there.
Thanks. So I'm Kara, I am 24, and yeah, I have a positivity, I guess you could call it, Instagram account, because a few years ago I developed acne, and when you have acne, you feel very singled out, especially because it's one of those things where usually you have it but none of your friend group have it. And so I did feel quite alone with that, and so instead of getting into my own head and all of that, I decided to create an Instagram account and see the positives in it and to help other people and also to help myself along the journey. So that's what I do, and you've helped me massively on my journey, and I just absolutely love making other people feel like that as well by just letting them know that acne is normal and that it doesn't inhibit who you are as a person. Like, it is just a skin problem, and skin, the outside of our shell, doesn't ever measure up to who you are as a person. Like, it doesn't take away any kindness or love. So that is what I try to promote.
I love your Instagram feed. Every time I see you post something, it's just so uplifting, and the fact that you're really transparent and really raw and vulnerable is just so empowering to so many other women out there to just take a look at it even and to just be inspired by you, so to say. But I know you said you just decided to set up an Instagram page, but for a lot of women in your position, you know, setting up an Instagram page about what is essentially a vulnerable part of yourself can be quite challenging. So I do want to ask, you know, what kind of was your moment where you're saying, I'm going to do this, this is what I'm going to promote, this is the direction I want to go in? How did you get to that kind of stage, I guess?
So I didn't have acne pre this, but I did have the same feelings of like not feeling good enough. Like, I felt all of that before even having acne, and I felt like I got through that by myself. And so I kind of had like a few tools already that like I knew that I needed to kind of fake it until you make it. That was like one that I did when I was a lot younger, from like the age of 12 onwards. And so it was just almost like biting the bullet, because one part for me was like, I was looking for like acne safe skincare. I was looking for all of these kind of things, and I didn't find anything, but I did find, a skincare account that was like dedicated to acne, that actually showed acne people, like their customers. And instead of having it like flawless models, like promoting salicylic acid to help with all of their zits, it was like actually real people. And just seeing that other people were then actually sending in this company their skin pictures, and then I was like looking at a few of the tags, and I saw that a few of them actually had Instagram accounts. That was like where I was like, well, I can definitely do this, because it's obviously got a bit of a, I don't want to say market, because it's not like a market, but it definitely has something out there that people are interested in, and it obviously helps them, like it was helping me. So that was one of the reasons why I created the account. But by all means, I remember my first few posts were still really, they weren't me. It was more like I put like a facade out there for the first few posts, just because I'd never done anything like that before. I didn't know who was going to follow me. I didn't know who was going to find me, because a lot of people that I worked with and saw every single day didn't know I had this Instagram account until like a year later. So it was always that of trying to, I guess, just put out the smallest bits possible. I was just trying to be a bit positive, like mainly not showing all of my face. I was just like taking a picture of my cheek. But it just kind of blossomed and grew from there. And I'm glad, I'm glad that I'm like real now on it rather than just, I was a little bit afraid at first.
Because social media can be quite a scary place, especially if you're talking about something vulnerable. I know I get the same feelings when I do my posts on my page, because I'm like, ooh, this is like family stuff. Is that too vulnerable? But like you say, like it's the transparency and the authenticity that shines through in your posts that attracted me to your Instagram page, because I was like, wow, I was like, this girl really has so much confidence. She's glowing, even though she has a little bit of a more challenging aspect to her life, which it is challenging because there are so many people out there. I know, even if I get spots, even if they're the tiny spots, they make me feel a little bit self-conscious. So I know it's a challenge for women in particular to have acne and to be dealing with that, in addition to the other pressures that women deal with on an everyday basis. But in terms of, you know, how you show up online and what gave you that kind of confidence boost, because I know social media is also a place where you can have these trolls and online warriors is what I would call them, who aren't necessarily nice. Have you had to deal with any of that along your journey from putting yourself out there and just saying, you know, hey, this is what I'm going through. This is me.
I have, yes. And I think you helped me probably the most with this, because, you know, like trolls, bullies, like I luckily was never bullied in high school to the degree that most people say they were with like the skin and stuff, because I didn't have acne in high school. So that wasn't a fact that I was bullied about. But I do still know that they're only reflecting their insecurities onto you. So bullies and trolls have never really bothered me. Like I remember when I did a news article for the Manchester Evening News, but like other newspaper articles bought the story. And I was just scrolling through Facebook one night and it popped up and I was like, oh, I'm in the Sun or I'm in the... And I just stupidly clicked on the comments, because up to that point, my Instagram was so positive. Like there was maybe like one troll every like month, and oh my gosh, like the comments on that post were horrific. Like people were blaming me for it, and that just solidified like my, I guess, cause for why I was doing it, because people just didn't understand. Like people were blaming me for things that I had done, blaming me things that I hadn't done. Like I think I mentioned in like the newspaper article that I'd given up going to my doctors because they didn't help. People were saying, she's stupid, she should go back to her doctors, keep going. Mm. And it was just kind of, I realized at that point that people actually just didn't understand. So that kind of just solidified the reason why I wanted to do it. And in terms of like self-confidence, obviously understanding that trolls and bullies are coming from a place of their own insecurity, it was also, I guess, really important for me to be real and raw and just breaking down who I was as a person, because I didn't want to be the girl on Instagram with acne in quotation marks. I wanted to just be that person that was like a big sister for people, like regardless whether I had acne or not. So I guess it was like honing in on all of the things that I thought I could bring and not focusing on, I guess, the things that people think are ugly or disgusting. Or I mean, it was a hard journey, because yeah, definitely having acne is, it really does affect, I guess, your mental health in like a multitude of ways. But yeah, I feel like just the more that I kept doing it and the more that I knew that it helped people, and the more people that I met that shared their story with me, it just kind of, I guess, all painted the picture and just helped a lot. I would say to anyone out there who's like struggling with their self-confidence though, that it's really important that you don't try and compare yourself to other people, because I definitely did that at the beginning, and I not only compared like my skin and my features and what I look like to other people, but I also compared my ability to be like creative, my ability to be confident. Like I remember seeing quite a few influencers on Instagram who were so confident, they were so bubbly and positive. And I remember thinking that night, I'm not positive enough to be on Instagram, or I'm not. And so it's just little things like that that you definitely shouldn't do. You are good enough, obviously, just the way you are. And I obviously had a few followers that obviously liked me for who I was. And yeah, that's, I guess, what mattered.
It's such a beautiful story, and I love that you're so open about it too, because I think that's the real strength, is being open. But in terms of, you know, going on your journey, I guess, because I know you said you came across a few pages that had similar stories to you, was there ever a moment where you felt like you were alone and that it was only you and that there was no one else like you out there? Because for other women who are maybe going through a similar thing, they might not know how to find that community, so to say. So did you have those experiences?
Yeah, so obviously when I first, I didn't create my Instagram account until a year after I actually had acne. So for that full year of having it, I was like the only one in my friend group that had it, the only one at work that I knew who had it, the only one in my family that knew that had it. I remember going to the doctors on like one of the many times that I did go. And the few times that I'd been before, it was always like, oh, we'll try this. And then it just got worse. And I ended up going back. She's like, oh, it's got really bad now, hasn't it? And I remember just thinking, like, please don't say that to me. Like, is this the worst you've ever seen it? Is this? So it was, yeah, it was really difficult feeling like I was the only one. And at that time, like, I had my personal Instagram account where I was following celebrities, influencers, like everyone used the filter, everyone used editing systems, everyone was airbrushed or like pinch snapped. And so like I didn't know that that world existed. It was only when I was actually researching acne safe skincare that I found this certain brand, and then realized that actually other people are like ambassadors for that brand, like also trying to promote skin positivity. And that wasn't until a year later. So for that whole year, I literally did just feel like I was the only one. And it also like dampens your confidence when like the doctors or health professionals can't help you, because you feel like it must be that bad, or there must be something so wrong, or something that you're not doing that is right, that you still have it a year later. I mean, I'm going on 5 years now. It's not as bad, obviously, as what it used to be. But yeah, that also knocks your confidence, knowing that like you can't just fix it overnight. I guess even when you Google things like how to clear acne, the selection that you could then choose to go to, like on Google or YouTube, is like, in a week, overnight, in like 10 days. And that's never the case. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. So.
I thought you were going to continue speaking. I was so, like.
So like, there's this pressure as well, I guess, to feel that you need to clear it as quick as possible. And I guess one thing that I wanted to share on my journey is that you're not alone if you have had this for a few months, for a few years. Like, no matter how hard you try to get rid of it, it doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong. So that was one thing that I definitely wanted to put out there, especially because like over the years I was having it and I was like, I'm not doing anything wrong. Like, this is just how it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's so easy to kind of think that it's you who is the problem and it's you who's not doing anything, let's say, quote unquote, the right way, because at the end of the day, there is no one size fits all when it comes to healing your body, so to say. It's very much a trial and error, I'd imagine. But I know on your Instagram as well, you do a bit of body positivity, and I've seen you talk about self-pleasure too. So I want to dive into this kind of aspect of it too, because you are really inspiring to watch and you put yourself out there. But if you had any kind of advice for women out there in terms of body positivity, skin positivity, loving themselves. What kind of advice would you give to them?
I'd love to tell them that they're like all queens, because they are. And I feel like once you believe that you are, I guess, worthy, or once you believe that other people similar to you are, you have that ability to believe that you are too. And like, I stopped apologizing for things like my mood swings when it come up to my periods, or little things like that, that ties things to women and have created like this huge big stigma around it. I don't apologize for things like that. I don't anymore. I don't care if I've got cellulite. I don't care if I've got stretch marks. I don't care if I've got PMS. I don't care if I have my period. Like, it's so taboo and it really shouldn't be. So what I would say to women is, like, we are a collective group. Like, you, me, all of the other women out there all have these same things and these same issues. And if we all stand together, we can all just be confident and just let go of this stigma and this taboo that we're all holding. But what are we holding it for? Like, a lot of people I've spoke to feel guilty for certain things, but what do we feel guilty for ourselves? Or are we feeling guilty because of other people, because we think we might make other people uncomfortable? And so I definitely say to them, like, just let that go. Like, if they're feeling uncomfortable, that's their problem. Like, it's not yours.
Yeah, that's so true, because at the end of the day, if you're trying to protect them from feeling that discomfort, it's not exactly going to be helping them grow as a person either, because you're sugarcoating what is essentially a normal part of life and just keeping them kind of ignorant to it, I guess. And I do feel like you say, you know, the whole PMS and apologizing for the mood swings, or even when I moved in with my partner, I remember I was trying to hide, you know, all of like my tampons and my pads and things like that, because I was like, I don't want him to see it. He's a man. Like, this is embarrassing. But I realized how deeply I had been conditioned into feeling shame around exposing that part of myself. And it's really hard to like peel back those layers of conditioning, especially as a woman. I mean, when our bodies and everything, you know, the whole body positivity, Me Too, and everything that's coming out in regards to women these days, it's all of these conditioning that we have gone through, stemming from, I don't want to say it in case people are like, she's anti-men, but I'm not. But, you know, patriarchy as well, and kind of the oppression of women, and basically telling us to fit into a mold, which, you know, it impacts everyone in a different way. But I want to go back, because I know you said earlier that you were looking at kind of celebrity pages on Instagram, mm-hmm. where it was airbrushed pictures promoting products for skin and stuff. What kind of made you realize that this was something that, you know, shouldn't be looking at, and it wasn't really helping your mindset on your journey?
Yeah, this is a big one. So that to me was always normal. Like, even from being a teenager, I remember seeing just airbrushed filters everywhere, but I didn't know that it was airbrushed filters edited. I perceived that as normal because of that's kind of what I grew up with. And I mean, I remember having at the age of 15 an album on my phone, like a photo album, where I'd saved pictures of like airbrushed, really gorgeous, like girls, like the bodies, and I put it in an album on my phone with the title Goals. And even just thinking about that is like, that's not right. So I realized that it was like really damaging when I would obsess over it, and I'd look in the mirror and I'd be so unhappy that of what I saw, because I didn't see what I saw on my phone or what I saw on TV. And it was kind of, I guess you could, it kind of went like a hill. I'm trying to think in my head, like it went upwards and it went downwards and it went upwards, in terms of like, I need this for motivation, but then I crashed and burned because I was like, this is not what I should be looking at. This is like damaging my self-confidence. But then I'd feel good again because I'd be in like a motivational thing where I'd be like, no, I need this because this is what's going to get me to that goal. Like, it was really tricky. And it was only when I didn't have like a breakdown, but I definitely like cried and reevaluated like my life and my options. And I was like, one thing that definitely has to be fixed in my life is I need to cut out the negativity that I guess relate to myself. And one of those things was obviously like cutting out people who were airbrushed and edited, because by that point, and like I'd seen my mum and I'd seen other women in my life and they didn't look like that, but I still thought they were beautiful. And then I started to see like the acne accounts on Instagram and I was like, well, they've not got flawless skin. And I kind of, it was like a switch in my head that just kind of clicked, and I was like, that's not a real body, that's not real skin. And for so long I've been conditioned and believed that that was real, but actually like pores are normal, like everybody has them. It's skin, of course they're normal, and cellulite's normal, like even people, athletes have cellulite, like it's so normal. So yeah, it was, I guess, that realization and the hitting of the rock bottom and realizing, I guess, the damage that I was doing to myself, like portraying it as goals, that's not the right thing to portray as a goal, that I realized that I needed to delete people so that I wasn't seeing them every day, and creating my new account, although this is easier said than done for me because I don't want to tell everyone to go and create a new social media account, really helped because I was able to start from fresh and choose who I wanted to follow, whereas my personal account, I'd had it for years, and over the years I just followed random people. So it was a lot easier starting my other account, because I was just following people that made me feel good. But that's one thing I would definitely say to people, like, even if you don't think that this is a damaging thing for you, please still go through and be wary of who you scroll past on social media. Like, if you look at something and your first initial thought was, I wish I had that bum, I wish I looked like that, unfollow them. You're like, just for now, even, because the more times that you get that out of your head, that you, I guess, the comparison, the more times that you separate the comparison between you and someone else, the more room you've got for self-growth and self-love, and your confidence will definitely be better because you're not fully like comparing yourself to people all the time.
Yeah, I love the way you just said there, you know, separate yourself from the comparison and you have that room for self-growth, because it kind of resonates with me what you're saying. I got rid of my old Instagram account as well for that exact same reason, that I was following pages that weren't helping me feel good about myself. And the fact that I was posting images for validation purposes, not because I wanted to put, you know, a good positive message out there, but it was rather I was low in my self-worth and I needed the likes to prove that I was quote unquote worth it. And this was the way that I did it. So that's why I separated and deleted that account. And because it wasn't conscious consumption, it was me mindlessly absorbing information, and not all information is good information. So I love that you had a similar kind of a journey. And we're not saying to anyone who's listening to delete your social media account, set up a new one. But taking a detox from social media is always really good in terms of your self-love. I don't know if you've done one recently, but I did one only in June and I just felt so much better after it, because I was like, wow, I realized how much I had focused on other coaches succeeding and me going, crap, how are they killing it? What am I doing wrong? So I get it. Before I wrap up this podcast, Cara, I want to ask if there's anything you feel I haven't really touched on in terms of your personal journey, confidence, body image.
Yes, I would love to talk about how you've helped me, actually, because I want to say a huge thank you, because obviously, like, growing up, you don't get taught about self-love, you don't get taught about self-confidence, you don't get taught anything like that. So it's very almost a taboo subject, and if you're not equipped with the tools, how are you supposed to find that within yourself? So I'm really grateful that I found you. I class you as a really good friend and I love you so much. But doing your 6 weeks to self-love, the course that I did, was it a few months ago now. I think it was at the beginning of the year. That massively helped me because you give me the tools that I didn't have to create habits and to look into myself and realize what my values were. And even just the simplest things of knowing what my values were, I kind of figured out like what I was worth and what I didn't stand for. So I became more resilient in that sense, and I was able to set boundaries, which in like since then has just made me happier because I've got these boundaries in place to protect myself. And just another like deeper understanding of what self-care is. Like at first I thought self-care was pampering, it was like having a night to myself, having a bath with a mask, a face mask. But actually self-care to me is actually the really simple things of getting 8 hours sleep a night, like making sure that I am sane, and if I'm not sane, to put my phone away, to have a digital detox like you said, or to read a book. It's eating 3 meals a day and stuff like that. So I definitely would say to someone, like, if you're stuck in your self-confidence journey, or you feel like I'm always going to be like this, or I'm always just going to feel like this, you won't, and I promise you won't, because there's people out there like Katie that can inspire you and can help you and give you the tools that you need. But also you are worthy enough to accept that, and like everyone is capable of healing. Like no matter how far down you think you are, everyone is capable of healing. And yeah, I just want to put that out there because I don't want people to be listening to this thinking that will never be me, because it definitely could be, and that's what this is all about.
My heart feels really warm after just listening to you. I know people can't see the episodes, but I'm just like, oh. I'm super grateful for my connection with you too, because what people don't know is that me and Cara, we were in a kind of MLM that we both didn't really enjoy, so we stepped away from it. But our connection grew just from that, and that's how random our connection was. We've never met in person online. We've only met online, and it's been such a really like fulfilling friendship. I just feel like anytime I go to you, you have something positive to say, or you've got some news like your new puppy and you just kind of shine a light of like joy on social media online, and that kind of comes out in, you know, the conversations that we have. And I'm like, wow, I step away from you and I just feel like she's just always like in such a good energy and vibe. And yeah, I'm super grateful for my connection with you. If anyone's listening now, they're gonna be like, wow, they're just kissing each other's asses right now. But I do want to say, you know, before we go, I want you to kind of plug yourself. So where can people find you? Where's the best way to reach out to you if they want to, you know, check in with you, see what you're up to, or go for support or advice, you know, if they're going through something similar?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram. I was on YouTube, but I'm not at the minute. So just find me on Instagram. My at is Cara Olivia Beauty. That's Cara with a K. And yeah, come and say hello. Come and send me a DM. Just I'm always like looking through and replying to people. If I can help you, then I would be so more than welcome to help you. But if you just want to say hello too, like I'd absolutely love to say hello as well.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much, Cara, for this amazingly inspiring conversation, for being raw, for being real, for being relatable. It's been such a pleasure as always connecting with you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.